What's happened since 2020 is the trafficking rings all over the planet are getting shut down, especially since the death of Queen Elizabeth. She was like the head reptilian, and then everyone vied for power after she died. After she died, no one could figure out who was going to be in charge. Everyone was fighting, and slowly but surely, all these pockets of like underground trafficked victims. So the supply of adrenochrome has diminished so much so that these celebrities can't get their hands on it anymore.
It just came out too that Ozempic is shredding your bones, grinding like a cheese grater,
and making you blind.
I know Jim Carrey is wholeheartedly different. That's not him.
And he would never accept an award. He's like, I'm not coming out again.
No, like he actually stood on business when it came to all of the superficial Hollywood bull. Yeah. He was like, this is stupid. Like he makes fun of that stuff.
The thing is, like, they either take people out who aren't complying or they replace them with a clone. So I always say this, like, if they replace someone, then just watch what they're filming in next.
How come it's an international law put in place by the UN to where human cloning is banned?
Why would you have to ban it?
Why would you have to ban it? Across the globe, it's an international law.
Well, they don't want companies doing it because the shadow government's already doing it.
Exactly.
That shit's crazy. Like, it doesn't exist, but it's illegal. You can't do it, though.
Here's another theory, too. A lot of people from Congress are old trafficked victims. Like, kids disappear all the time, yeah. Right? Then they put them through a program. They emerge as some new person. They run for office, and they win. How come J.D. Vance changed his name 4 times? Yeah. That's not his name. I forgot the name like off the top of my head. But that's weird though, to where you have all these different names and you're just, who are you?